As far as the injuries go, Mike DeVito and DJ both have Achilles ruptures, and will be out for the season. They'll have surgery on those. And then Jeff Allen has a elbow strain. He's being evaluated right now. It looks like it's probably more of the bicep than the elbow. Abdullah has a quad contusion. Eric Berry, quad contusion. Tamba tweaked his ankle, has a slight ankle sprain there. And Frankie Hammonds hurt his shoulder a bit, but should be okay. And then DeAnthony Thomas had the hamstring strain and is making progress. We'll just see how he does this week. We'll get Dwayne Bowe back and Marcus Cooper back this week, which would be a good thing. So for the game, obviously it was disappointing. The positive was the energy that the fans brought, and our guys they appreciate that, as do the coaches and management. And we weren't good enough yesterday, obviously, but we're a young football team, and we'll get better as we go. Well, the guys that are hurt, our heart goes out to them for the hard work that they put in. But we also know that we've got some good young players that can step up and do a good job, and that's what's expected of them. The obvious from the game is three turnovers is too much and too many. Our third down efficiency, when you only make one first down out of 12, one conversion on third downs out of 12 opportunities, and that's a negative. And both of those two I'm directly related to and have a responsibility for. So I've got to do a better job on my end of putting the quarterback and the rest of the offense in a better position to make plays, not giving 25 the ball more than seven times is negligence on my part also. Defensively, I thought for the first half we played good football. The second half, the thing that jumps out at you is the amount that they ran the ball and the yards that they got on that. And so, again, we've got to secure that up and do a better job there. As far as special teams go, we had Cairo made one field goal, an extra point, and missed one from the 30-yard line. And there are no excuses for that. He's got to make that. He's very capable of moving it. We all know he are making those. Everybody has trust that he'll get that worked out. And then the fake punt was the right thinking. We were short on one block there. But the setup was what we wanted and had seen. We just happened to have a deficiency on one of the blocks, and then and that led to points. And then when we jumped off sides there, when they were in punt formation, that also led to a field goal. So Dave would be the first one to tell you that you surely don't want those things to happen there where it ends up being points for the other team. Howard and Walker will work in there like they did yesterday. More Howard yesterday than Walker, but they'll both have that opportunity to work in on the defensive line with DeVito being down. And then JMJ got a lot of reps yesterday, and he'll also have that opportunity. We'll keep our eyes open to fill those spots. We'll look at our practice squad players. We'll also look in the free agent area, and also any other option that's available. Doris came back after the game and with his guys, and they're looking at different players around the league. D. Ford probably didn't have enough snaps. We got to work him into the rotation and do a better job there, which we'll do. As I mentioned, we'll get a couple of the guys back from that weren't out there. So, as a coach, we've got the as the head coach, I I've got the guys in here today, and they're going to go through the tape, and they're going to learn. We're going to continue to teach them, and we're going to get better at what we do. Time's yours.
Andy, last year you brought in JMJ and Howard off waivers, and particularly Howard really didn't do much. But you obviously saw something in those guys to keep around. what did you see in those guys?
Yeah, well, Howard is an explosive player, and his big thing was just making sure that that was something that took place on every play. Consistency was the factor. He's shown us that he can do that throughout his time here. He had a good preseason with us, and now we'll have an opportunity to get in there and play a little bit more. JMJ. We thought JMJ was a good, solid linebacker. We felt that he was, at least from what he had shown, had been better in the subgroup. And so that's where we used him a little bit last year, and we started using him in that position this year. But we do feel like he could step up, and if he needs to play more, then he'll play more.
You mentioned that Jamal probably didn't get enough carries, and you also mentioned yesterday that Tennessee gets the things to take him away. I know you saw the film now. Were they stacking a box, or were they, I mean, what were they trying to do?
Yeah, well, they primarily went with a cover three look, and or a cover four with a cheat safety look, both of which are good run-stopping coverages. And then they played gaps and tried shooting the gaps and so on. So it wasn't anything that we that should have deter off us, you know, off of the run game as much as what I did.
You mentioned that. But how much of, you know, Anthony Sherman kind of getting mixed there can help with the running game and stuff?
As far as blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could have done a little bit more of that, yeah. Yeah.
Coach, you're very good at taking responsibility for the team, but at what point do you start holding the players accountable?
Yeah, well, we all hold each other accountable. That's and so the players, I make sure that I teach the players, and that's what we're here to do as coaches. And there's nobody that knows better than a player if they're not doing their job to the best of their ability. And so they take a lot of pride in what they do. We're all accountable. I'm just not going to stand here, and my name is on this, and this is my press conference, and so I'm the one accountable, right? So when it's all said and done, and then it goes from there, right?
You talked about getting deep. Is he ready for more?
He's getting better in the run game. Right now, his strength is a pass game, but he's getting better. There are some things that you can do rotationally there where he gets in and has an opportunity to play.
A big guy like that, I would thought he might play more on special teams. Is he not there with that part of the game?
Yeah, that's not necessarily his strongest point right now.
We got a good look at DeAnthony throughout the preseason. He looked like a guy who would be able to help you in offense. How much did the timing of his injury kind of hurt you guys as far as, you know, getting ready for this game and getting ready to go?
Yeah, well, to say were we going to use him, is that what you're saying? Yeah, we were going to use him. Things happen. I mean, that's how this league works. I mean, you see it with every team. I've got a lot of experience in this business, and I've been on teams where things happen, and then you work around it, and you get better. And so that's where we're at right now.
You say he's getting better. Is there optimism he'll be ready to go, or with the hamstrings are just not ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a fight for him to get there. I mean, those things normally take, you know, a little bit longer, but we'll see. We'll see how he does.
You opened the year with Derek Johnson and Joe Hayes. JMJ, mm-hmm. And Maga. I know it's all next man up and all that, but that's the guts of your defense. Just how do those guys, can't be another Derek Johnson right now, but just how do their skill sets mesh?
Yeah, well, listen, you've got scheme, and you've got players that can play. We still have a lot of good football players on this football team. So, and then you have a personnel department that's looking at different options there. And so that a lot, and we have a lot of games left. So it allows for optimism there.
You talk about Maga. You talked about JMJ. What did you see in Maga to bring him in? What have you seen in him in his short time here?
Yeah, well, Maga, he knows the system. That's one thing. He was a starter in the nickel package for the Jets, and he's a good football player. Overall, he's a good football player. So that's why we brought him in, to give him that opportunity to play, and at that time to back up, and now he's asked to start.
What is the challenge for them as far as communication? I mean, being on the field together. Mm-hmm. I know they had a little college background together with the Wall family, but yeah. just how, what's the process to get them?
I think reps, game plan, knowing the game plan, studying it. Like I said, Maga knows the system, has a pretty good feel for the system. So it's just a matter of getting in there and doing it.
On your offensive line, the results obviously wasn't good enough, but did you see any improvement on the continuity of those five guys?
I did early. I thought, through the first quarter and a half, I thought we had a little bit of a flow going. We had some penalties that took some things away, but there was a. I saw some positives there. Do we need to get better? Yeah, we need to get better.
Mm-hmm. A couple more guys.
How much did seeing DJ on a day-to-day basis? Do you think is that going to help JMJ going forward? I mean, those guys kind of work together. You kind of got to watch Derek go to work. I mean, have you seen both of him in the small areas that DJ's?
Yeah, no. DJ's a great example. He's not going anywhere. He'll be around too. So he can continue to be a good influence to these guys.
And also, what are your thoughts on the way Kelce played in his 18 snaps? I mean, he's got
the juice
and just.
Yeah, he does.
He has to do it on more PT.
Yeah, well, keep doing what he's doing. Keep learning. That's he's a good football player, and so we got to continue to work him in there.
Is it a knowledge thing for him then?
No, he's young, but he's capable of more than 18 plays. I just got to make sure I call those plays.
Last three.
Coach, you called it negligent not giving Jamal the ball more. They obviously took away from it. There's a ton of factors that go into it. This has also been something that I know you've been asked about for a long time for different scenarios, like commitment to the running game. What's the hardest part in staying committed to the running game?
Yeah, well, this offense is best when there's balance. And and so I've got to make sure that I maintain that and continue to give your best player or one of your best players the football. So that's just doing it. Yeah.
Coach, Alex Smith only had 7 interceptions all last year, 3 in this game. How do you evaluate his performance, and what do you expect from him moving forward?
Yeah, listen, I'll take responsibility for those in the situations that I put him in there. That's not those weren't good situations. And then and we'll go back to the drawing board with that, so make sure we get it right.
One last one.
Andy, throughout the offseason, mini camp, OTA, spring practice, training camp, you talked about how you want them to learn to finish plays, games, everything. Do you feel like they're closer to learning that?
Well, I thought they played hard. That's what I thought. I mean, that's a positive that you can take out of this game. We've got to get our execution right, in particular on the offensive side.